business. Two cases under old business.
Other business.
Other business, I meant.
Case number 11-292, the application of Gregory and Rita Stevens have requested a time extension on December 10th, 2013, the findings of fact were signed by the chairman, granting approval of this request. That request was for a front yard variance and rear yard setback variance. Their letter states, we're writing to the board in order to request an extension of the variance we had regarded a front and rear setback requirement for our property. We are experiencing a hardship, and for reason beyond our control, we cannot build on this property at this time. Our primary residence is in Matamoros, Pennsylvania, was part of a lease purchase agreement that which was resolved when the leasee prospective buyer could not obtain financing. We placed the property on the market, but to date has not been sold, thus making it impossible for us to begin building. For your convenience, we have attached a copy of the hearing concerning case number 11-292 held November 4th of 2013 regarding an application of variances from the front yard and rear yard setback requirement. The variances apply to certain real estate located south of Marbury Road and being lot 6 and 7 Bayshore Hills, said property being identified and get the tax map reference. The board approved the variance application, finding that it met the standards for granting variance. The application becomes void on December 10th, 2014. We would be most grateful if the board would approve an extension of the variance, moving the date that the variance would be void on December 2015. And thanking you for your kind attention to this matter, and it's signed by Joyce Rocco, MD, and Christine Stanley, DMD.
Okay. Gentlemen?
They're asking basically for 1 year.
Right.
Your extension.
That's what I had to. I'd like to make a. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I said normally we do.
I make a motion. We approve case number 11,292 for 1 year time extension.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Rickler, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,292 for a 1 year extension. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickler?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Galloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,292 is approved for a 1 year extension.